What eye has not seen, and ear has not heard, and what has not entered the human heart, what God has prepared for those who love him. These words of St. Paul were the furthest thing from my mind a couple weeks ago when I brought Holy Communion to an elderly lady at her home. I had not met her before since she has been homebound, but her family, some of whom are parishioners, recognized me and welcomed me. During the time of my visit, Rosa was receiving comfort care and was nearing death, but she was awake and conscious. I introduced myself to her, and when I asked if she wanted to receive Holy Communion, she smiled and said yes. After giving her communion, I assured her of my prayers, and I said goodbye. After this visit, I began to reflect on many things. One reflection took me back to my seminary class on the Code of Canon Law. The Code of Canon Law is a dense volume containing every rule and regulation of the church you can imagine. But I explicitly remember the very last line of the book, perhaps the most important part. It says, "The salvation of souls is the supreme law of the church." This line tells us that every law and every rule in the church exists for one purpose, our salvation. As a deacon fresh out of the seminary, that line was academic for me until now. Now, as a deacon of this parish, I have had opportunities to minister in different ways, and it was during my visit to Rosa that this reality actually began to stir within me. The day after my visit, Rosa received the anointing, and later in the evening, she passed away. This is the kind of death that I want for myself, leaving this world surrounded by loved ones after receiving the sacraments of the church. This is the kind of death that we all should pray to receive. When the time comes and we realize that death is unavoidable, when we are counting our remaining hours and minutes, we won't be thinking about our bank accounts, how many football games we've been to, or the diplomas on our walls. What matters then is how much we loved God and how much we loved our neighbors. Think of those on their deathbeds who have never known God or never had the peace of loving him. Without faith, there is nothing to hope for. There is nothing to look forward to. My brothers and sisters, this is just heartbreaking. It's tragic. God made all of us to know him, to love him. And when someone dies rejecting one's own creator, one's own very God, without the sacraments of the church, we are failing as a church in our work of mercy and evangelization. Have we ever thought about how we are preparing to face death? And the four last things, death, judgment, heaven, and hell. How many of us are worried about a friend or a family member who doesn't believe or who has fallen away from the faith? Are we praying for them? Are we doing everything we can to help them see God's love? If we are not focusing on our own salvation and the salvation of those around us, are we really living out our call to participate in Christ's redemptive work? Although my visit to Rosa was brief, she showed me who she was in such profound ways. I don't know what she did for a living or even what her favorite color was, but I know that she was at peace. She was so full of faith. Her love for Jesus was so great that receiving his body and blood was the only nourishment she needed. Receiving Jesus in the Eucharist and knowing that she would soon be received by him, her Creator, was the only comfort she wanted. To someone without faith, this looks like foolishness, because for them, death is the end of everything. But for us, with faith, it is the beginning of eternal life. That's why St. Paul tells us that the wisdom of our faith is not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Our faith is radical. It has no bounds. It is what brought me and Rosa, two strangers, together. It is what helped Rosa to persevere until her final breath. Rosa kept that faith and her love for Jesus until the end because she believed in the promise of eternal life. She believed that God had prepared a place for her in heaven, although she couldn't fully grasp what it would look like. She has experienced God's love throughout her whole life, and at her greatest time of need, she relied on the sacraments of the church as her final passage toward eternal life. As we get closer to the season of Lent, I invite all of us to reflect on how we can begin to prepare for our own death. Perhaps we may need to go to reconciliation for our unconfessed sins. If so, do it now instead of waiting until the final hours. Perhaps we can commit to visiting those who are homebound or lonely. Or we can think of someone in our life who has fallen away from the faith and pray for their soul as if it were our own. So today, let us pray to God that He may grant all of us a happy death. May the body and blood of Jesus nourish us this day and always to remain in His love. And like Rosa, may we be ready to meet our Creator, assisted by the sacraments of the church.